message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, our God, the Lord, is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel.
Shalom Aleichem. May the grace, mercy, and peace of our Lord be your experience today. For 13 weeks, we have been using these 12 to 13 minutes to briefly look at each chapter of the book of Daniel. Today, we will consider the final chapter, chapter 12. A number of years ago, an Israeli film titled I Am a Jerusalemite was being shown in an Israeli theater. It featured the story of a young Israeli born in Jerusalem around 1948. This young man was asked to describe his feelings toward religion, particularly about Orthodox Judaism and Christianity. Concerning Orthodox Judaism, he said, "I am impressed because many of the things prophesied about in the Tanakh seem to be coming to pass. Christianity," he said, "makes me very uneasy." Then, very slowly, he said, "There is something just around the corner. I can feel it, but I don't know what it is." This final chapter of Daniel is the answer to that Jewish boy's quandary. Around the corner for Jewish people is a time of great anguish and trouble. This time of trouble is foretold to Daniel in a vision by a man clothed in linen. This man is described in detail in Daniel chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. And from comparison with Revelation 1, verses 13 to 15, we are able to identify him as the Messiah. He says to Daniel, "At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which stands for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book." Other writers have described this time of trouble in other ways. For example, Moses wrote, "When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them." Jeremiah spoke of it as the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. The prophet Joel described it as a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. "There hath not been even the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations." And in the New Testament, Yeshua, speaking to his disciples, said, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." This time of Jacob's trouble, known also as the Great Tribulation, will take place during the last half of the 70th week spoken of in Daniel chapter 9. Now what is of great significance here is that Messiah declares to Daniel, "Thy people shall be delivered." Jewish people will not disappear from the face of the earth. They may be hated, persecuted and even attacked, but they will continue to exist until God's plan for them is complete. The Jewish Christian scholar David Baron once declared, "Just as that shepherd of Bethlehem slew both lion and bear and saved from their jaws the lamb which was taken possession of by them as their prey, so will the shepherd of Israel save the remnant of his people from the hands and jaws of those who are stronger than they, and slay them who devoured, broke in pieces, and stamped with their feet his chosen, with a fierceness exceeding that of the bear or the lion." The sufferings of the Jewish people is not without purpose. God is not a masochist who enjoys seeing his people suffer. Israel's coming time of trouble, which will also affect the whole world, is specially designed to prepare and purify them for the coming of Messiah. In the 10th verse we read, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." Many of the believing Jews, along with their Gentile brethren, will pay the ultimate price of their faith in Yeshua, and they will give their lives in death during the tribulation period. Both Jew and Gentile will suffer under the treachery, deceit, and persecution of the Antichrist. But this will not hinder those who are killed from entering the millennial kingdom of our Lord at his coming. The promise of Messiah is, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." The Apostle John, in exile for his faith, was granted, in a vision, knowledge of this same truth. In Revelation 20 and verse 4 we read, "And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and the judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. In bringing this series to a close, I want you to look once again at Daniel 12 and verse 10. "Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." There are three phrases on which I want to comment. First, Messiah says, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried." In the book of Revelation, John is allowed to witness a great multitude clothed with white robes. John asks for their identity, and he hears, "These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." What is crucial to understand of both this text and that of Daniel 12 is the reference to the blood of the Lamb. The means for cleansing from sin for the tribulation saints is the same for us today: the precious blood of Messiah, Yeshua, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. The second phrase says, "None of the wicked shall understand." The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Christian church at Corinth, writes, "But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Paul's natural man is the unrepentant, unbelieving, unsaved Jew and Gentile. They just cannot understand, and they will not understand, spiritual truths. It requires the indwelling Spirit of the living God. The third phrase says, "But the wise shall understand." To understand this phrase, hear what our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, says. "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. We have been looking at some great truths of Scripture. My friend, you will never understand their significance without the Spirit of God dwelling in your heart. And you cannot have the Spirit dwelling in your heart without your repentance and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. I encourage you to go to Him in faith. Seek His forgiveness for your sin, and receive Him as your personal Savior and Lord. He will not turn you away or reject you. Shalom, my dear friend. May your name be inscribed in the book of heaven ere you lay your head on your pillow this night. God bless you.